USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the first time in this primary and caucus season, Democratic presidential hopefuls will go before a racially diverse electorate. The Nevada caucuses are the third contest after Iowa and New Hampshire, and Bernie Sanders is leading in the polls. A new poll shows Sanders, who is a self-described Democratic socialist, way out in front in Nevada. Moderate Pete Buttigieg, who was neck and neck with Sanders in the first two contests, is going after the Vermont senator for his more extreme positions.
Even though he's got a very strong base of support, that's clearly not what most Democrats want.
Buttigieg has been focusing on key issues for Democrats, including climate change and health care. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now courting labor unions.
I promise you, you will not regret having supported me.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
China is suspending more tariffs on U.S. imports of industrial goods in response to a truce in the trade war with Washington. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, joins Fox News and says this is great news for U.S. companies.
I think they need U.S. consumer goods. That's point number one, all of our exports. Point number two, there's a certain goodwill here. Point number three, it's consistent with the historic phase one China deal.
Okay.
It's absolutely consistent. And here's something that most economists won't tell you about, in all honesty. Because of the trade deal with China, because of the trade deal with USMCA, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S. is poised on an export boom, because President Trump has rewritten the old deals and is now opening markets as well as making structural changes on things like IP theft and enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. women's soccer team has filed a lawsuit over unequal pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who was also accused the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.